with this and onto our legal panel. A New York appeals court weighing a case that would grant chimpanzees legal personhood. But will this monkey business hold up in court? Here to debate is civil rights attorney Paul Millis of Meyer, Suzo, English and Klein, and Bill Frumkin, a partner at Frumkin and Hunter Law Firm. Wow. Okay, Bill, what is legal personhood for the law?
Well, legal personhood is basically being qualified under the law as a person so that you can avail yourself of some of its protections, like habeas corpus, which is what they're trying to do here to say that.
But human beings.
Yes, well, it has to be a stretch of the law and of the word person. There's no question about it. But if you look at science and technology and our knowledge of animals and what they know, et cetera, we're getting close to know that the DNA and certain makeup of chimpanzees are the same as humans, and that's where the analysis starts.
With all due respect, Bill, or should I call you Dr. Zayas, this is monkey business at its height. A person is not a monkey. A monkey is not a person, pure and simple. And New York courts have dealt with this. They've dealt with it in divorce cases where people are fighting over Fido. They want Fido. Both of them do. And the court says it's a chattel. In other words, it's something you own. We may love our dogs, and I certainly do mine, but it's something you own. It's a piece of property.
So what's the most convincing argument that these animal activists have? Because I got to, you know, this is crazy to me. They're human beings, and then there's everything else.
Okay, well, the way it works, I think the most convincing argument is this, that there are lower forms of animals, such as, you know, lions, tigers, bears, you know, et cetera, that we know don't have the same acumen as chimpanzees.
Chimpanzees are smarter.
Chimpanzees have the same DNA as humans. They have cognitive abilities. They learn. They can communicate. They can sense the present and they can sense the past. And most importantly, they can sense when they can't move anywhere where they want to go. So that's really where the analysis comes from. But it will tell you something very interesting. Years ago, when there was child abuse happening, in the 1800s, there were no laws preventing it. So what they did was they looked to animal cruelty laws, and they based the treatment of protection
really?
Of children, and also they looked at ASPCA. So maybe this can happen again.
Doesn't make monkeys, no matter how smart they are. I've seen dogs talk on YouTube, quite frankly, so they're pretty smart too. Look, it's a slippery slope. Where do we go from here? We declare monkeys as persons.
I think then dogs. It's got to be dogs.
Then do monkeys have the right to vote? The right to bear arms? What are we talking about at that point? The Planet of the Apes? It didn't work well for humankind. This is silly. It's not going to go anywhere. The law does not consider monkeys or any other animal, dolphins or whatever smart animal you want, as people.
I hate to use the word gray, but it is gray because just look at it this way. What they're asking for is not the right to vote or any rights like that. What they're asking for is the right to have this particular chimp, you know, go to a sanctuary. It happens to be in Florida where a lot of people do retire, but to go to this sanctuary where it would be more of a natural habitat. They're not looking to open up, you know, Pandora's box and set the whole world on fire.
They don't want